From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Alert! 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Guess what time it is, Mason? It's time for the Stephen Roy Show. And yes, I am he. I am the Stephen Roy. It is the 27th of April, 2024. Can you believe that? Almost the end of May in the year of our Lord, 2024.
Stephen, you say that every month.
Yeah, I know. I know I do, but it's amazing how time flies when you're having fun. Am I right? Yes, I am. Got a great podcast promised for you today. A rant as usual, some great music. New music for this show, probably. Probably music for this, new music for this show, but not new music. You know, I mean, people ask me all the time,
how much money do you make doing the show, Stephen?
I don't make any money doing the show. It's a public service. I do it for fun. Now, would I like to remove? No. I would like to return to broadcasting full-time and remove myself from my current occupation. Yes, I would. But I can't do it for free. Oh, there have been those that have asked. There have been those that asked to work for free. Had many inquiries. Can
I include your podcast on my internet radio station?
Yeah, sure. For a cost. I'm on Radio Free Dish Nuts. Thanks to Dish Nut Pat for broadcast and all the Dish Nuts for broadcasting the show though there. And thanks to everyone who makes the Game Bird server, without which there would be no podcast. Oh, the Stephen Roy Show. Thank you. Thank you all for that. I do appreciate it. But I don't do the show to make money. I sure don't. And as Blair always said, radio is a lot more fun when you do it for fun, right? When you don't work for somebody, and that's the truth. So one of two things are going to happen. Going to win the Powerball tonight, build my own radio station, Radio Free LC, LLC, or I'm going to work for somebody for six figures locally or seven figures nationally. Those are the options. I have a good job. I thank God every day for my job. I thank the Lord for my beautiful wife and family. I am so thankful today more than ever for everything that I have in my life. And I thank you, the listener, for listening. You know, when I first started on Radio Free Dish Nuts and the Wookiee Satellite Radio Network, I know we had and probably still have many listeners that are visually impaired. Even hearing impaired like me, I have hearing aids, destroyed my hearing over the years working in electronic facilities. The hearing aids have helped tremendously. I hear a whole new world I never heard before. Yeah, I bought cheap, you know, audio amplifiers, didn't really work. Then Dee and I got hearing aids from the big box store that rhymes with Bosco. And on that left coast, these hearing aids sell for 10 grand. And I bought them for really a fraction thereof. We bought them for a fraction thereof. And I can hear again, better than ever. Don't have to have the TV as loud. Don't have to have my my audio amplifier, my headphone amplifier here as loud. You know, everything I do doesn't have to be as loud. In fact, I can turn this headphone amplifier down. I think I turned it up for doing the show with headphones. Last week was the first rant that I did, that you can listen to the Rumble rant on Rumble at Stephen Roy Radio. I don't know what that's going to do the podcast. I'm sure it will still come through. Maybe, probably not as good as now, because I'm facing 45 degrees to the right, right? Like if I'm facing north now, I'm facing to the east. To the east when I do the show on the Rumble, the rant. So you can watch me there at Stephen Roy Radio. Of course, you can listen to me on the Gamebird server, which is always at the top of my X at Stephen Roy Radio. I still want to call it Twitter. Do we still tweet? Or I think we just post now. We don't tweet anymore. I think we just post on the X. Had almost 4,600 followers as of this morning. Thank you so much if you follow me there. And I know, hey, I'm not stupid. Probably half of those are bots. If it looks like a normal profile, then cool, you can follow me. If it's questionable, I'm not going to follow you back. If it's porn or you just won the lottery, which is BS. I can tell you, when I win the lottery, I'm not going to be posting on X. So if you're the newest New Jersey lottery winner, you do porn, or you're a webcam girl, don't even bother to follow me because I'll block you. And then, of course, leftist idiot, you know, snowflakes come out of their mommy's basement. And, you know, you're real brave when you're a keyboard warrior there, aren't you, buddy? Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, then I block you. So if you're a normal person and don't say anything or just say nice stuff, feel free to follow me. There's two things. Well, okay, three things I do not tolerate at Stephen Roy Radio. Personal attacks. You attack me personally. You threaten somebody, like, with violence. I mean, if you say something lame, okay, I'm not going to block you for that. But if you attack me personally, yeah, you will be blocked. Say something racist, you're gone. Or something anti-Semitic. That's why it's amazing to me what's happening in the world. And we'll talk about it on the Rumble Rant, which we should start before I lose my voice, since we're already 7 minutes and 20 seconds, beep, into the show. Sip o' coffee. And we'll do the rant. How's that sound? Let me take my headphones off. I know, great radio, taking my headphones off. I can see what's happening even on the TV screen. Now, let me make sure I have my hearing aids set right. I think they are. I'm just hearing really good today for some reason. They are set correctly. My iPad turned off, so you go back to video, face at me, sit up properly. I think I'm going to have to go use the restroom. Yeah. Hey, if you can't pee in your yard, well. And I see the video on my player was a little high. Okay, it's good now. I'm going to stop and then come back and we'll do the Rumble Rant. Okay, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Another sip of coffee. Good stuff, Maynard. Let's make sure I got the tweeter right, at Stephen Roy Radio. Yes, it's on replies, and then it changed again. Oh, now I have 4590 followers. Awesome. I know I shouldn't be looking at my X during the show. Great radio, right? Yeah, dead. You know, it's funny. I was listening to Michael Berry this week. I'll have to mention that on the Rumble. Welcome to the Stephen Roy Show for the 27th. Have a look. 27th of April, 2024. Yes, I am Stephen Roy. That is my real name. I know I got to stop doing that. Every time I do that, boop, boop, it looks great on video, doesn't it? No, it does not. I was about to mention on the podcast at Stephen Roy Radio on the X. Join me there. Have 4,590 followers as I checked a minute ago. Not even sitting up straight here in the chair. Anyway, join me on the Twitter, on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. I was just about to mention on the podcast about Michael Berry. Michael Berry said on his show this week that my Adobe Audition looks different, but that's okay. I'm just gonna let it go. It's still running. Michael Berry mentioned on his show this week about radio and what radio is like. You see on television, whether it be the Rumble like this or if you watch TV, most of what you see and hear is based on video. You know, it's based on what you see. The truth is, even on television, Michael didn't say this, I'm saying this. Your hoster with the moster, Stephen Roy, I almost said hostess. Most of what people see on TV is also based on audio. People will tolerate a video problem much faster, much longer, is what I should say. They'll tolerate a video problem much longer than they will tolerate no audio. If there's no audio on the television, it will catch your attention sooner. Well, Michael Berry was saying this week that that's what's great about radio. This is what he's trying to say. That's what's great about radio. Radio is theater for the mind, okay? When you listen to my voice, let's say you close your eyes. Just close your eyes, listen to my voice. You will have to picture what I'm talking about. For example, when I used to do play-by-play radio, I'd be calling a basketball game and I would describe the scene. You know, I would say, the Sitka Wolves are defending the goal to the left. The Mount Edgecombe team, I don't even remember what they were, the Bears? I don't even remember. I left there in 2004. My gosh, 20 years ago, hard to believe. So, you know, the Mount Edgecombe was the state high school where people went from all over Alaska. If a school had less than 10 high school students, they were sent to Mount Edgecombe High School. And so it was a state high school for the entire state. And they could recruit. A public high school could not recruit, but the state high school could recruit. Isn't that interesting? So they had people come from all over the state of Alaska, and you live there. They had dorms in Sitka for Mount Edgecombe High School. And the gym where they played basketball in was a World War II hangar, which was very interesting. Huge, huge building, a World War II actual hangar is where they played basketball. So it rains almost every day in Sitka. It does rain every day in Ketchikan. Ketchikan, Alaska, gets about 300 inches of rain a year, where Sitka gets about 100 inches of rain a year, right? Juneau gets about 100 inches of rain a year. So, and they're almost equal, you know, longitudinally, is that even a word? Longitudinally? Their longitude is about the same, right? Or is that latitude? Yeah, their latitude's about the same. Longitude would be this way, wouldn't it? Anywho, as you can tell, I'm a great mariner. A great navigator. when D and I, where were we going? Oh, we went to Leveland and we bought a new car. We bought a brand new Ford Expedition because what we had was a Nissan Murano, and it was really too small. I'm 5'11 and 3/4. You might as well say 6 feet. Deesa's tall. I said her name. I hope you didn't hear that. Her name is Dee. Dee is tall. And so as a result, we didn't have a lot of room in our vehicle. And when we went to Port Aransas, where I highly recommend you go, on the Texas Gulf Coast, it's probably closest to Corpus Christi, but it's much nicer than Corpus Christi. Corpus does nothing for me. The only thing we're seeing in Corpus Christi that I saw was the Texas State Aquarium and the USS Lexington. I highly recommend them, but nothing else really did anything for me in Corpus. Sorry. And North Beach is nice. There was nothing wrong with North Beach. I'm just saying. Port Aransas is wonderful. I highly recommend you go there. We had a great rental. And we had a great time with D Jr. And it was a lot of fun. So, anywho. So when we took our Nissan Murano there, we didn't have enough storage space. You know, it was just packed with all of our stuff. And we probably didn't pack heavy like we have in past trips. And we took camp chairs, which we didn't end up using. And anyway, so we overpacked a little bit as far as the chairs go. Place we stayed was great. And it was like kind of like duplexes. It was very nice. And we had a golf cart, because there's more golf carts than there are cars in Port A. That's what the locals call it, in Port Aransas. And it's a barrier island, okay? And there's a free ferry that goes from near Corpus Christi to Port A. It must only be like a quarter mile across the Corpus Christi Channel. It's a shipping channel. Ferries run all day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, unless there's bad weather. So they might have as many as 8 ferries, beep, 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 going back and forth. And I'm sure in the summer months that you might have to wait an hour to get on the ferry. I'm sure it can be that busy, but I think the longest we probably waited was 10 minutes. Wasn't bad at all. And a really simple way. Now there is a way you can go around it on a highway, but you're going to add, you know, I don't know, probably an hour to your trip to get there. So the ferry's a very simple, easy way to get across it's like a lot of ferries that I've rode before. Their smallest ferries are probably comparable to the Ketchikan ferry, which just goes across essentially a fjord to go from the town of Ketchikan to where the airport is, which is on an island. That looked very familiar with the captain's goodie, with the, it's almost like a stand in the middle of the ferry, then like two lines, one on either side of the ferry, and they can take up to a semi-size vehicle on the ferry. And then they had larger ferries than that, that were probably, I don't even remember, 3 or 4 lanes wide. And then there was a goodie that came up like this. And then the captain's stand was in the middle of that deal that went just like that. Anyway, so that's why we bought a new car, because we needed a bigger car. And there was really nothing wrong with the Nissan. It had 25,000 miles on it, I think. I mean, it had low mileage, was in perfect condition. It was just too small for us. And if we're traveling twice this month, so that's twice, there may not be shows. And so if you see I miss a week, I'm not going to announce it in advance to you, because we don't tell people when we're out of town. We just don't. I don't. I can't say what D does, but I don't. Anyway, we're already 8 minutes into the rant, and there's been no ranting, so that's nice, right? Yeah, it is. So let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. It keeps reverting back here. So let's go there. Oh, I just have to laugh at some of the stuff I see on the X. It's comical. I told you I had 4,590 followers. Well, now I have 4,589, and then another one joined. So, you know, it changes constantly. If I had as a X follower at Stephen Roy Radio every single person I block, I'd probably have tens of thousands of followers. But I block stuff every day, so people come out of the woodwork. And if you're a snowflake and you say stupid stuff, well, I'm going to block you. I'm not going to argue with you on the internet. Merch posts this. And it's not a new meme. This is a meme that's been around for a long time. He says, who wants to see our military defend the borders of the United States of America from a bribe invasion? Repost if you do. Yes, there is a bribe invasion bloodbath happening right now. And it's deliberate. Okay? The same thing happening. I talked to my friends in the UK. The same thing's happening in England. Same thing's happening in Ireland. Same thing's happening in Germanistan. It is literally happening all over the Western world. Why? Because libtards are deliberately trying to destroy the Western world by invasion. Here It's the Bribe Invasion Bloodbath. Over 100,000 Americans die every year just from fentanyl overdose, and tens of thousands die every year at the hands of illegal aliens. So don't tell me the Bribe Invasion Bloodbath is not deliberate. It is deliberately trying to destroy the United States of America. With the, you know, on day one, Bribin, in he put his zombie signature on 90 something executive orders to remove every bit of guidance from the greatest president of my lifetime, President Trump. Now, before that, President Reagan was the greatest president of my lifetime. In 1984 was the first election I voted in because I was 18. Okay, you do the math. I just told you how old I am. You know, bots ask me all the time, how on X at Stephen Roy Radio, how old are you, David? I go, look at my profile. You want to know how old I am? Where are you located? Look at my profile. I'm at an undisclosed location in West Texas. It's not a secret. It's right there on my profile. Anyway, irks my A. So there you go. And here's what I said to Merch. Should we send the military to the southern border? Yes. Send the 1st Marine Division to the southern non-border, another division to the north, the Navy and Coast Guard to guard our coasts. You know what that's called? Protecting national security. What do we have now? We have welded open gates. Welded wide open gates. I just saw a boat in Florida. A boat. It was like a small speedboat. Woo! Up on the beach. Up on the beach. Illegals jump out and go running. That is an invasion. We don't know who those people are.
Well, they're just gotaway, D-Ban.
Yeah, we have over 100 million illegal aliens. So how can that possibly be, D-Ban?
How can there be over 100 million? That's like a quarter of the population of the United States.
Yes. But you know what's even funnier? You have no idea. You have no idea how many illegal aliens there are in the United States. You have no idea. You don't know. The people, they know they've you know, turned themselves in to the Border Patrol because they know they'll get in and stay here. Tens of thousands are nationals from China that are military age men. Do you think that's a coinkydink? Do you think that's by accident? No, it is not. It is a deliberate Bribe Invasion Bloodbath. Joe posted this the day before Easter, and it's so good. It says, it is finished. It is finished. When Jesus cried out, it is finished, righteousness was perfected. Yes, righteousness was perfected. Divine justice was satisfied. Blood was shed. Redemption was paid. Sins were forgiven. Reconciliation was achieved. Death was conquered. And salvation was secured. I post all the time on my X. Is your bill paid? Is your bill paid? Because my bill is paid. D's bill is paid. Joe's bill is paid. Jessica's bill is paid. Chase's bill is paid. Is your bill paid? Even D Jr.'s bill is paid. It's not too late for you. And mark my words, bad S is going to happen in the United States in the next year. Whether the leftist idiots, evil, demonically possessed people, may God have mercy on their soul. Either they take the slide house again by massive fraud election, or President Trump is allowed to win. Either way, bad S is going to happen to the United States. But guess what? If I have to give my life in a civil war fighting for Texas, I will. But you know what? I am not afraid because my bill is paid. You can take my life, but you can't kill my soul, because it will go to heaven. Just as it is written. Mark my words. I posted a great video on the X, which you can check out. And it says, Donald Trump learned their ways, learned their tricks, turned against them, and gave up everything to fight and win for the American people. The best president ever. Yes, the best president of my lifetime. Was not afraid to say that he's a Christian. Was not afraid to have, you know, so many lay their hands on him. I'm sorry, ladies. I can't believe I forgot. I forgot your names. I'm terrible with names. Terrible. I'm going to look that up. Mark my words. Verse of the day. And here, I got to look it up now. It bothers me so much when I can't remember something. Well, you're a stroke victim, Stephen. Yes, I am. But you know, unlike Bribin, who tries to fake it and sounds stupid, I'm honest about it. Diamond and silk. And Diamond lost her life. I know she's with the Lord. Diamond and Silk and others laid their hands on Donald Trump in the slide house. Have you ever seen that before? They laid their hands on President Trump and prayed for him. God bless you, Diamond. I know you're with the Lord now. And God bless Silk for having to go through all that. Let's go back to the tweeter. So Joe posted this verse of the day also. God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises are proved true. All the Lord's promises are proved true. He is a shield for all who look to him for protection. That's Psalm 18:30. Thanks, Joe, for posting that. I actually sent a tweeter to the Z-Man, Zelensky himself, today. I bet you leftist idiots and rhino sellout idiots will probably respond to that. I don't even care. He asked for more money. And you know what I said? Why? So you can party your A off? So y'all can party your A off in Ukrainistan. Yeah. Here's a video of them partying their A off. Irks my A. Gunther Eagleman said, does this look like a war-torn country that needed another $61 billion? LOL. We've been played. Yes. No. We've been played because rhino sellouts and leftist idiot Dems are getting paid off. They're getting paid off by military contractors. You see, they approved $61 million of our money, which should irk you. So let's just say three-quarters of that $61 billion goes to defense contractors in the United States. Then those defense contractors give millions and millions to rhinos and leftist Dems. Yes, they do. That's called money laundering. When you wash money by giving it to someone and then they give it back to you. That's called money laundering. I said Z-Man does not need a third super yacht, and I said that to his face. You do not need a third super yacht there, Z-Man. Y'all don't need to party your A's off. No, you do not. What about that dude that has a $600,000 Rolls Royce? Paid for by your money, by my money. Money I work my A off for. Irks my A. And then Bribin's slide house raises taxes? I don't think so. Yeah, and then from that, here's a Ukrainian that says, I'm Ukrainian and this is my Porsche. Isn't that amazing? I'm sure it's just a spoof video, but still, that's the point. Gunther Eagleman also posted some great stuff like, January 6th was not an insurrection. No, it was not. It was an orchestrated false flag event. If you don't know what a false flag event is, look it up. Look it up for yourself. What it is, I'll give you an example. I think it was like in the 90s, Russia blew up an apartment building to blame it on, in their own country, in Moscow to blame Chechenian rebels. Blew up an apartment building in their own country. Oh, you think it can't happen here? Hundreds of undercover agents were in that crowd on 1-6. Yes, they were. Many of my bookface friends left D.C. and warned others because they saw how many government agents there were in the crowd of President Trump supporters. I saw with my lying eyes Antifa members changing their clothes at home before going to the rally, before going to the protest. I saw Antifa members changing their clothes in the Trump garb. I saw a video of Antifa members in the trees, in the bushes, changing their clothes into Trump garb before they marched on the Capitol. Yes, I saw it with my own eyes. And yes, there was undercover law enforcement, undercover FBI agents in the crowd to incite the riot on 1-6. Oh, Christopher Rain Man will not admit before Congress that there were undercover agents. He will not admit it. That's right. Christopher Rain Man, you heard me right, who's libtarded. I mean, he's a sellout. I don't really care what his politics are. He is a sellout. Never before in American history have so many things happened. Like we just learned this week. Just this week. The raid on Mar-a-Lago happened because inside of President Trump's documents he had stored in a locked room. The National Archives said, well, you better secure those records behind a locked door. So they were, and there was documents there that proved the criminal actions of Kill Bill Clinton, of Obama, of Hillary. There were documents there that proved all of it that President Trump brought home after he left the Slide House. That's why they raided Mar-a-Lago, was to remove the documents. Everything that has happened since the November 2020 fraud election is by design. The 1-6 orchestrated false flag event was by design. Installing Bribin like a commode was by design. Keeping this dementia patient who gets lost in the Slide House every day, according to Secret Service reports, everything that you see, everything that you hear, every lawsuit trying to attack President Trump, every single thing that's happened in this nation, including the Bribenomics bankruptcy bend over bloodbath, it's all by design. And you heard it right here on the Stephen Roy Show. Who is behind all this BS at the colleges? The same people that were behind the riots of 2020.
Oh, that was for George Floyd, because he was killed by the cop.
No, he was not. George Floyd died from respiratory arrest because of a fentanyl overdose. You know how deadly fentanyl is, right? That's why he died. Should the guy not have held his knee on his neck? Yes, that was excessive force. But it was not murder. George Floyd died from respiratory distress. When he was woke up, probably because he was near death, when he was woke up in that fast food drive-thru by the police, he fought with police because he's, I can't breathe. He couldn't breathe because he had already OD'd from fentanyl. I hate to be the one to tell you, he did not deserve a gold coffin and 16 funerals being paraded around this nation like he was President Abraham Lincoln, who was assassinated. No, he did not deserve that treatment. He is a criminal. He OD'd on fentanyl. He fought with police. Do you think he would have been treated like that if he fought with police? Do you think Rodney King would have been beaten? And that was excessive force. But do you think Rodney King would have been beaten if he didn't
attack police after being hit with a taser twice? You have to be on PCP to keep coming at a policeman after you've been hit with a taser twice. I know two people that I have talked to that have been hit by a taser. And you cannot move after you're hit by a taser. You are incapacitated because every muscle in your body will contract. Well, guess what? Rodney King attacked the police after being tased twice. You heard it right here from your Uncle Steven. Let's move on. So, leftist idiots like George Soros are behind what you're seeing at college campuses. 90% of the people at those protests are paid agitators. That's right. They're paid to go there and act like a-holes. Yes, they are. Randy Quaid used to follow me. I don't know what happened to you, Randy, but Randy Quaid used to follow me. I followed him again. We'll see if he follows me back. Randy said, everything Trump did in Georgia-Zuela was official on behalf of all the millions of Americans that fully believe the fraud election was stolen and bribing the demented one was installed by corruption and mail-in voter fraud. You know, just this week, a revelation came out just this week. Pennsylvania, the entire state of Pennsylvania mailed out, just over a million mail-in voter ballots. 2,500,000 were returned. What do you think that is? It's fraudlection. A trailer load of ballots left a printer in New York and arrived in Pennsylvania. A semi-trailer load could easily hold over a million ballots, left New York for Pennsylvania, never to be seen again. Remember the dude we saw on TV who signed affidavit, said he was a contractor that hauled post office trailers. He towed his trailer from New York to Pennsylvania. It was a good trailer, so he wanted it back. So when he went to get it, it was gone. It was gone. Now you know where over a million ballots disappeared to in POSA. That's my name for Pennsylvania, POSA. In his capacity as president, he was merely confirming the election was invalid, which was not. Anyone who doesn't have mashed potato, okay. He's saying that the demented one, now installed like a commode as president, confirmed the election was valid, which it was not, as anyone knows who doesn't have mashed potatoes between his ears, like Biden. Mm-hmm. Did you hear this week that Biden was doing a speech and pause. He was supposed to pause so they could shout 4 more years at some stupid appearance. Well, as the demented one stupidly made an appearance. Can't even read off of his 85-inch teleprompter. I told you before, when he was first immaculated, when he was first installed like a commode, I actually pitied him. I actually felt sorry for him. But in about 5 minutes, that became nothing more than pathetic. As far as I'm concerned, when I hear him speak, might as well be a zombie on The Walking Dead. He is pathetic. And now, I don't pity him at all. I just think it's disgusting that his handlers would allow elder abuse, because that's what it is. This is what I wrote in response to Randy's post. Everything that has occurred since the massive fraud election is a cover-up for leftist idiot criminals. It is a cover-up for leftist idiot criminals, including the 1-6 orchestrated false flag event. You think they won't do it again? Because they will. And it's going to have to be a bigger fraud election because President Trump's going to win in a landslide. So I can almost guarantee you they're printing ballots now. They are planning for a massive, massive fraud election that'll make 2020 look like child's play. The bottom line is this, as we end to this week's Rumble Rant, every day is weekend at Bribin's. You ever seen Weekend at Bernie's? Well, Bribin's being propped up like a dead man. He's being injected with stimulants every time he makes an appearance. Your host, Stephen, does not do drugs for this show. No, he does not. Well, does caffeine count? I don't know. Does caffeine count? I don't think so, because that's only my second cup this morning. So thank you so much for joining me on the Stephen Roy Show for this week. I hope you have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. Beep. That's the end of the Rumble Rant. Now I'm going to turn around and hopefully...
hopefully the podcast is still recording. Yes, it is. Looks a little different since I stopped it and started it again, but that's okay. I can still see it's recording and I can see the level. And we're 41 minutes into the podcast, so let's go ahead and play some good music for you. I will turn down. Seems a little low. Probably me, though. I will turn down my headphones as I play music for ye. For ye. Turn this up to play music. I just downloaded this one. No, it is not new, but I love this song. I got the next two songs I recorded or downloaded, and they're great songs. First one I dedicate to my D. And the most important line of this song is this: where two or more are gathered in his name, there is love. This one's for you, D. I love you. Paul Stuckey, the wedding song that you know. There is love on the Stephen Roy Show.
He is now to be among you at the calling of your heart. Rest assured, this troubadour is acting on his part. Your spirit here has caused him to remain. For whenever two or more of you are gathered in his name, there is love. There is love. Shall leave his mother and a woman leave her home. They shall travel on to where the two should be as one. As it was in the beginning, is now until the end. Woman draws her life from man. Seen before, oh, there's love. gets here has caused him to remain. Whenever two or more of you are gathered in his name, there is love. Oh, there's love.
Oh my God! No way!
Oh my God, RFD!
stars and stripes we can tell. This dream's in sight. You've got to admit it at this point in time that it's clear. The future looks bright.
What a glorious time to be free. What a beautiful world this will be. What a glorious. real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
RIAA, bite me.
From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
Denied.
From the internet.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republican for which in my hands, with puberty and nachos. Nacho for all.
XB sucks!
I am Cornholio.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chin. I'll juice you up.
107.7 Radio Frequency.
I am your resident cable guy. This is Stephen Roy. It is the Stephen Roy Show for April 27th, the year of our Lord, 2024. And it's the rant-free second hour. What does that mean? What show is it, Mason? The Stephen Roy Show rant-free second hour. That means no Stephen or little Stephen. And Steven's not little. And more great music for you. No rant in the rant-free second hour. Obviously, its namesake. Saw a great documentary. Watched about half of it. It's not long. I watched about half of the documentary on Duran Duran. Excellent documentary. Reunites all the members. Talks about it. You gotta watch it. So here's probably their most famous video. It was R-rated when I was a teenager. Girls on Film on the Stephen Roy Show.
Oh my God, RFD!
Just as free. Thank you. the city lights dissolve into a country sky, just me and you. Lay underneath the harvest moon and do all the things that lovers do, just me and you. Just as free.
This is RFD.
Thank you.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. Or wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard and got so far. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far.
I tried so hard and got so far.
That's gonna do it for me. You have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes. Now you have to.
Upside down. and my man Steve Roland. We're kicking the flow,
we're kicking the flow.
And it goes a little something like this. Tag team, back again. Tag team, back again. Tag team, back again. Tag team, back again. Tag team, 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 tag team. That is Hitman.
My God, RFD!
67 bucks a week. Bought a little two-bedroom house on Maple Street, where she blessed him with six more mouths to feed. Now that's crazy. Just ask him how he did it. He'll say, pull up a seat. It'll only take a minute to tell you everything. Be your best friend and tell the truth. And overuse, I love you. Go to work and do your best. Don't outsmart your common sense. Never let your praying knees get lazy. Take off. Well, he sold his one-man shop to Microsoft, and they paid like crazy. Just ask him how he made it. He'll tell you faith and sweat, and the heart of a faithful woman who never let him forget. Be your best friend and tell the truth, and over you.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. She comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, aw. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And then it's 3 a.m. I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zappo. I'm like, yo, Zappo, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
Thank you.
putting the fun back in radio.
This is RFD.
Yeah, it's a new job. I mean, I don't know how it's going to go, but I guess we'll see.
Hey!
hanging all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last.
you get all that?
More like, clothed or something. Go away.